Bishleim, the way I say my svara, that I say hetes mitzaraf liyisa, I tell you that's kagoyin than a fisha chulin. Over here we're talking about that there's more chulin than issa. There was saw. A saw is a big amount of food, a whole place. A saw is a big warehouse. So what happened here? One kupa, one basket of truma fell into it. See if it goes like he was saying before, hetem safli yisum. So if this basket of tfuah of wheat fell into this big pile of heter, so midiraisa we say chad betrayis bottle. So midiraisa now the truma would be bottle in this chulun here. So therefore midiraisa it's mutatidit. Mishum the hetem safli yisum. When do I say hetem safli yisum for going to nefisha chulun? No, this is a teretz. Again, bishtam the didam minim shemetam salvi yisur gun nefish chulin. We're talking about over here where there's more chulin. And mashma, when there's more chulin, then the yisur like becomes bota brave, and then you don't say hetem salvi yisur. Notice like this. The gemaras before we're talking about spices. Spices is never bota brave because spices they give off tam. So since you always taste it, there it's not bota brave. But now we're talking about tam, a basket full of tfu of wheat. Wheat doesn't give off that much tam. So if it fell into something else, which is chad betray 1 and 2, or else if it's min b'shein and min chad b'shishim, whenever it's bottom midiraisa, so since it's bottom midiraisa, there I do not say hetem staf liyisa. But the question is elul liduf. According to you, the amrit that you say mishum diika kezayis bechtei achilus pras, that you say the svar is that if you eat 4 eggs worth of the food, there's 1 kezayis of issa there. So that's what's awesome, is kinaf v'shchulun mayheve. So I don't care if there's more chulun, like so what? Every time you have a kezayis, bichtei achilus pras, there's more heter than issa. Like every time it's that way. You have 4 eggs worth of food, and only 1 small kezayis is issa. Vice versa, that's part of the chiddush here, that if you have a kezayis issa in an achilus pras, that kezayis is not bottle. So here also it's a shver. Here, since the truma fell into your food, you have to be afraid when you're going to eat your food now, if you eat 4 eggs worth of the food, maybe you'll be eating a kezayis worth of the truma. And that should be yosem midiraisa. Vice versa, on a kezayis mechir achilus pras, if in this whole 4 eggs, you have a kezayis of issa, that's called a chashuv amount of issa, and here it's not bottle. So then why is it muta? So how come we say here shani yoyma? So my answer is, or Malay, he answered back like this. If you hold, I don't care if there's more chulin. Every kezayis with reichilus pras has more chulin. Still, we say since there's a kezayis, a shear of a kezayis there, that's a chosh of a shear, it should not be bottle. So Malay answered back like this. Hanach letruma bizmanazer. I tell you, this mission now is talking about bizmanazer. After the churban abayis, bizmanazer that drabonin. That truma bizmanazah is only yasim adrabonin. So since truma bizmanazah is only yasim adrabonin, that's why it means bizmanazah we go lakula. Bizmanazah now. That truma is only with rabbonin. So over here we say, shani yomer. Again, we're back to the aside, that when the yisr is only yasim adrabonin, we can say shani yomer. So even though you hold the gezayis with the achilus pras is asim adiraisa, if you have the gezayis in the yisr, it's not bottle. But so what? The whole truma, the whole mukra of the yisr is only midrabonin. The zman is there, there's no more yisr diraisa. Since it's only yisr midrabonin, that's why it's good we say shani yoyma. So the kids itself, everything is very good. That we don't have any kashas on Rabbi Yavua. That's Rabbi Yavua says, kol ha-terakulu we hold, ain heta mitzaraf liyisr. It's only by yisurei nazir that we say heta mitzaraf liyisr. This the Gemara ends. Omalei Abayis. Abayis is back now on Rabbi Yavua. Mimai dahai mishras. How does Rabbi Yehuda know to learn his Yisoid? That he's saying, even though all over, ain't hetem etzaraf liyisa, again, if you eat a chatzi zayis of bread and a chatzi zayis of nevela together, you don't get malchus. Only by nazir, we say the nazir eats his bread, chatzi zayis of bread dipped into the chatzi zayis of wine, if he eats it together, he gets malchus. From the pasuk of Mishras, that we put Mishra to teach us, hetem itzaraf liyisa. So by yes, now how do you know that? Mimai dai mishas hetem itzaraf liyisa di yasa, do malita in tam kiku di yasa. Why don't we dash it for less of a chiddush? To say the klal is tam kiku. Let's say you have a tam of issa, or let's say a tam of the wine goes into food. So we should say it's also for nazar tidit, because we say tam kikah. Not al hetem etzav liyisa. Maybe we don't hold from hetem etzav liyisa. But tam kikah, that's another yisoid. That if you have tam of wine in your food, the tam is kikah. So the taste of the wine is considered like the wine is still here. And then if you eat a kazayis of it, that's why it's also. So maybe the only pasuk is for tam kikah. Ulabaya mi korak kashule mai de kamar of dimi become oisabla kol alan tiyufta kor kash pakev. Before Abaya was trying to slug up hetem staff liyisa, and hodol omala litan tam kikar, and now he wants to say a different pshat altogether. So what's it true? Bosu de shoni lay omala. First he answered the questions before. He came to answer true that it could be coming for hetem staff liyisa. He agrees to that. But now we ask a new question though. How do we know that? Dilma litan tam kikhu de yasa. Maybe come to teach us tam kikah. Look at the Tanya, that there is a man diyom like that. That one man diyom adashim, the pasuk of Mishras. You know we need the pasuk Mishras for. Litan tam kikah. What does that mean? Shim shoro anovim b'mayim. You soak your grapes in water. V'yesh bem tam yayin. And there's a taste of wine now in this water chayiv. And if you can learn out from this passage of Mishras to say tam is kikar, as if the tam of the wine went into this water, so we say now tam kikar, the whole water has a locha like wine. So if that's the klal of Mishras, this klal we can learn out to call Torah Kula. Why? Uma nazir, mazach by nazir, sheini suri yisraelim. Usually nazir is not osalaelim, you're only yasa for 30 days, not more. V'yeni suri yisra hano. A nazir is allowed to have enjoyment from the wine. He just can't eat it. But there's no yisra hano. V'yesh hetel yisurai. A nazir, if he wants to, can go to a chacham and be mata the neder. It's possible to be mata the yisra. Still, the Torah says, also by tam kikar, the Torah makes this yisra by grapes, by wine, of just the tam of the wine. It's like the yikar makes everything awesome. Siv so klaya kerim. If you have food of klai kerem, you grow vegetables together in the kerem near the grapes. That is the new issa now klai kerem. Here she suri yisoylam. Once you have this tfuah that grew near the grapes, they're both also tit loylam. For yisuri yisiyano, you can't have enjoyment from it. For yenhetul yisurin, there's no way to make it mutter. Once it was grown together, it stays that way. Sosli yelam. There's no way to make it better. So for sure, we should say tam kika. Is ain't din she asked by tam kikar? For sure you should say tam kikar. Vu adin liyola b'shtayim. And by Orla will be the same halacha, two of these cases at least. Orla, so Rashi learns, Pirshat Kuntri, she surah yisano, that Orla, the fruits that grow the first 3 years, you can't have enjoyment from it. And v'ain hetali yisura, there's no way to be matur at teir sholosh. During those first 3 years, there's no way to make a mutter. True, it's not also liyolam. That's what Rashi learns. Because after 3 years, then what grows becomes mutter. But I call upon him, it's asa b'ano what's asa, and there's no hetel yisurai. So for sure there should be a klal of tam kikar. So that's the Mar's kasha now. How do you know Mishras comes for hetem stamp yisur? Maybe it comes to teach us the klal of tam kikar. And this the Gemara is going to answer. We'll see tomorrow that Echar Bavua learns the klal of tam kikar from another pasuk, someplace else. So since we know already tam kikar someplace else, therefore what do we do with the pasuk for Mishras? We use Mishras to teach us Hetem and Staff Lisa. This will be tomorrow, Mr. Shem, from where else do you know the Klal of Tom Kikar. You're holding the Flamed Zayin Omer Aleph. So again, Omulay Abaya, the more four lines from the top. Omulay Abaya, so Abaya now is the Kasha Batya Bahua. Mimai dahai Mishras, Lite Mitzdarf Leheter, Mishras Leheter Mitzdarf Leister Hudiyosa. How do you know, like, how does Rabbi Huwa know to say that the Postic Mishras is coming to teach us this Chiddush that by Yisurei Nozer we say Heter is Mitzdarf Leister? Like we had before, even if you don't need a Chatzi Zayis of bread and a Chatzi Zayis of wine, Yechayiv. How do you know that? Dilma Lite and Tam Kikah Hudiyosa. Maybe the pasuk of Mishras comes to teach us the Chiddush that you say tam kikah, like we'll soon see what the case is. So first the Gemara asks, Ulabai, like what's going on with you, Abaya?
Mikora kokashalai maidikoma ravdimi. Before Abaye had a kasha on ravdimi, like what did you say hetem and starfli yisr? Is only by yisrei nozir and not by yodhi yisurim. We wanted to bring a proof, you even said by yodhi yisurim also. Or the komoisav lekolal unto yufta. And we asked all these questions on that. So hodu amalai lita and tam kikar. And now you're asking like it should not even be by nozir hetem and starfli yisr. But you only want it to be tam kikar. Like what's going on? Like before you were saying that hetem starfli yisr applies all over. And now you don't even want it to apply by nozir. So Gemara answers yes, that bosa dishonilei omalei. That after we gave the terutzim before, so we know all over we do not say hetem et starfli yisr. It was only a question only by yisurei nozir that if you dash in the posik mishras for hetem et starfli yisr, so you know this chiddush by nozir. On this now Abaye asks back, how do we even know it by nozir? Dilma maybe lita in tam kikahu diyosa. Maybe the posik of mishras is coming to teach us that you say tam kikar by nozir. Likiratanya, like we learned, and we'll soon see. If you learn it out by nozir, you learn it out to kol terakula that you would say aloch of tam kikar. Now likiratanya, bring your proof. There's such a tana that learns like that. There's a tana that says mishras. That the pasuk says by yisurei nozir mishras anovim means what the grapes soak in, like wine is also. So what's the extra word of mishras? So we dash and it comes to teach us litain tam kicker. It comes to teach us a chiddush of tam is kicker. What does that mean? Shem shoro anovim b'mayim. If you soak your grapes in wine, v'yesh bem tam yayin. Now the grapes give off a taste into the water. Even though in the water itself there are no grapes, soon you're going to take out all the grapes. The only thing that's left over in the water is the tam. This water now tastes like wine. So chayif, it's also for a nozir to drink this water now. Now this is the yisoid of tam kikar. If there wouldn't be a loch of tam kikar, I would say this water is mutter for the nozir to drink. Because in the water itself there's no anovim, there's no grapes. The grapes are taken out. All that's left over is just the taste, the tam. So once more is, tam should not be midiraisa. That means tam is nothing. It's dissolved. It gets bottled. It's bottled barayv the tam. So tam should not be yasa. That's the chiddush here. No, we say tam is kikar. That since you could taste it, we consider it like the ikar is still there, as if the grapes are still there. So kol zaman you taste the grapes in the water, we consider as if the grapes are still here, and that's why you chayiv. So now when Yechayev are drinking even a kezayis worth of this water, Yechayev, not because of hetem mitzarif liyisam, it's because since the tam of the grapes went into the water, and now you taste the grapes, that's called tam kikar. It's considered like the whole water changed over to be like grapes. So if you drink either machlekes, whether it was a kezayis, or whether you need a revius of the yayin, but now if you drink a revius or a kezayis of this water, yichayiv. Nothing to do with hetem et starf liyisr. There's no heta here. If you say tam kikar, that means since the taste of the grapes went into this water, and any part of the water now you taste the grapes, so the whole water has a loch like grapes. So you see, you need the pasuk mishras to teach us tam kikar. Now tam kikar is less of a chiddush then hetem et starf liyisr. Because tam kikar says the whole thing becomes also. So it's good. If you drink now a kezayis of it, yechayiv. Whereas hetem et starf liyisr, that was before, that's where you can't say tam kikar. That's where you have bread, and you soak the bread in wine, and eating the bread and the wine. So part of it is wine, part of it is bread. That was a chiddush, and even though from the wine, you only have a chatzi zayis, and the other half of kezayis comes from the bread, that was another chiddush that you say, heter is mitzarif liyisa. We can use both together to make up the kezayis, the heter and the yisa. So now the kasher is, how do we know that? Maybe the whole pasuk of mishras is only coming to teach us the yisoid of tam kikar. Like there's a brice here. There's a brice of the Tana that says like that. That the pasuk mishras comes to teach us tam is kikar. And this brice ends off and says, that if that's pshat in this posik, o mikana todan kol isurin shebatera, from the isur of nazir, you can learn out for kol haTorah kula. All of the isurim we learn out from nazir that it has this chiddush of tam kicker. How did we learn it out? O ma nazir shein isuri yisraelam. The isur of a nazir is not forever. A stam nazir is only for 30 days, or as long as you want to make it. But there is a time when it becomes mutter. V'yein isur yisahano. There's no yisahano for a nazir. A nazir is allowed to have enjoyment from yayin. He's just not allowed to drink it or eat it. But there's no yisahano. That there's a lach, you can make an eruv for a nazir, even though you're using wine for the eruv. It's mutter to have hano, enjoyment from the wine. So by a nazir, there's no yisahano. And also, v'yesh hetel yisuroi. It's possible to be matter the yisur right now. You could go to a chacham to be matter the yisur neder, to take off the yisur nazir. Still, we say what? Also, by tam kikker, the Torah says, the chiddush here of tam is kikker. If so, klai ha-kerem. When you plant klayim in the kerem by the vineyards, you plant your vegetables with the vine. So it comes klai ha-kerem. Here she isura nisraelam. It's also loelam v'ed. It always remains also. The isura nisrahano. The Torah says you can't have enjoyment from klai hakerem. Not only can't you eat it, you can't even burn it and have enjoyment from it. V'yein hetel yisuron. There's no way to be matter it. Once it was grown together, this isra remains loelam. You can never take off the isra. If so, since the Yisurim of Klai HaKerem is so much more stricter than Nazir, is it's a Svara, Einor Din isn't like a Svara, Kabo Chayma, Sheyasa Boi Tam Kika, that for sure by Yisurim of Klai HaKerem, there should also be the Aloch of Tam Kika. Let's say you have these grapes that have the Yisur Klai HaKerem on it, and these grapes will be soaking in water, and it'll give off the taste, the Tam into the water, that now this water tastes like grapes, like wine, you'll be either, will be the Yisra Klai HaKerem, that Maduch by Nozir has the Yisra Tam Kikker, for sure Klai HaKerem. Now, Vahu Adin Li Orla B'Shtayim, the same thing, the Yisra Orla, that's the fruits that grow the first 3 years of the tree, that it's also, so it's only B'tu, not in all three. So Shana, why it's only two? Orla is also Bahano, and Orla is not a Nisraelam. No, well, that's the Shiloh, what's missing. Rashi learns it is an Yisraelim. These 3 years, the parents that grow then are also Yisraelim. Just as called Yes Hetel Yisurai, that after 3 years, then the fruits that grow after the first 3 years become Mutter. Sakoparam, it only has one Kula Orla, but the other two ways, it's more stricter than Nazir, that the Yisra Orla is also Bahano. And once the fruits grew during the first 3 years, they're also li'olam. There's no way to be matter it. So for sure we should say tam kikker by Issa Orla, just like we say it by Issuri Nozir. So this is the question on Rabbi Avua before. Why does he use the Pasuk Mishras to teach us this tremendous chiddush of heta mitzdarf li'issa? Why doesn't he only use it for the halacha of tam kikker? So Gemara says, Omala Yehuma Rabbonin. I tell you, this price that it says the word Mishras is for Tam Kika goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. But Rabbi Avua, Ki Komal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Avua goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. That he learns from someplace else that we say Tam is Kikker. Therefore, what do we need the Pasuk Mishras by Nozir? That's to teach us this bigger Chiddush of Heter is Mitztarf L'Yisr. So Gemara asks now, Hi Rabbi Akiva. Where is this Rabbi Akiva that says you say Tam Kikker? Ilai Mo Rabbi Akiva Dach, if you want to say Rabbi Akiva for now, Mishnah, the Tanana says now Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Roimer. Afilu Shara Pita Biyayin, even if you just soak your bread in wine, V'yesh Bokadeh Litzarev, Kizayis Chayiv. And you have there the shear to put together the bread and the wine together, you chayiv for this. So the Havaminer is, Rabbi Kiva says clearly here, Heter Mitztarf L'Yisra. Rabbi Kiva is saying, like we learned before in the Mishnah, if you have this piece of bread, that the piece of bread by itself is only a Chatzi Zayis, and you soak it into wine, the wine is also only a Chatzi Zayis. If you eat it together, you chayiv. Why? You don't have a kezayis of the issa. You do not have a kezayis of the yayin. So you see, Rabbi Kiva holds the chiddush of heter is mitzvah for yissa. So Rabbi Yavu is coming to explain Rabbi Akiva. Like we'll soon see, Rabbi Kiva obviously learns other places tam kikur, and therefore he uses the pasuk by Nazir of Mishras for heter mitzvah for yissa. So I'll call upon him in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says this yisoid of heter is mitzvah for yissa. So Gemara says no. Umimai, who tells you that? Dilma, maybe who diika kezayis biena? Maybe we're talking about that you're eating now a kezayis worth of the wine. True, you're soaking your bread into wine, but you know how much wine got dissolved in your bread. Maybe a kezayis worth of the wine. Vechitaim, if so, my lamemri, ask me the question: what's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva then? Like chita, like forget about the bread here. If you're telling me now you have a kezayis of wine, so treat the yichayah for the kezayis of the wine. So Gemara says, no, maybe the whole chiddush of Rabbi Kiva is le'afuke netana kama. He's going against the Tanakama. Diyom arachi yishter revius yayin. The Tanakama said that by wine, since it's a liquid, by liquid you only chayv if you drink a revius. It's not enough to drink a kezayis the size of an aleph worth of the wine. But you have to drink a revia salug, a neg and a half worth of the wine. That's what the Tanakhama says. You have to drink a revia of the yayin to get malchus. And on this, Rabbi Kiva comes to argue and says, no, you do not have to drink a revia worth of wine. It's enough just to drink a kezayis worth of the wine. But maybe that you soak your bread is labdavka, you don't need the bread there. We're talking about maybe that the wine itself has the kezayis worth of the wine. So therefore, from our mission alone, it could be there's no proof that Rabbi Kiva holds hetiz mitzaraf liyisa. So again, we have the question, why does Rabbi Yehuah say it? Why doesn't he just say the pasuk is for tam kikur? So Gemara says, Elo Rabbi Kiva the Braisa. What he meant to say is the Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa. The Tanya would write like this, Rabbi Kiva says, Nazir sheshara pita biyayin. If a nazir soaks his bread in wine, the ochal kezayis mipas umiyayin. Here it says clearly that he ate a kezayis of what? Of bread and wine together. Mashma, the kezayis consisted of half bread and half wine. It says clearly here, the ochal kezayis mipas umiyayin chayiv. So you see clearly, Rabbi Kiva holds this yisoid of heter is mitzvah liyisa. Even though the wine by itself is not the size of a kezayis, you need the bread to add onto it to make it the size of a kezayis. That's the chiddush of heter is mitzvah liyisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuah, that he explains that from the pasuk Mishras, we learn that heter mitzvah liyisa, he's like coming to explain Rabbi Akiva. He's saying how Rabbi Akiva knew this chiddush, he knows it from the pasuk Mishras. So this the Gemara asks though, Omale Ravacha Brei the Ravav and the Ravashi, L'Rabbi Akiva the Kol Mukim Lei, Lahai V'Chol Mishras, Lehetem Mitzvah L'Yisra. True, you're right what you're saying. You're right that Rabbi Akiva holds Hetes Mitzvah L'Yisra. And it's true, how would you know it? Only because of this Pasuk Mishras. So I agree to you, Rabbi Akiva uses this Pasuk of Mishras to teach me Heter Is Mitzvah L'Yisra. That you don't need a complete kezayis of the wine. It's enough if you eat your bread and your wine together. And together it's a kezayis for that yichayit. But the Gemara asks though, Lita in Tam Kikim in Olay. But how does Rabbi Kiva know the first yisoid of Tam Kikah? Like that was the original question, that it's more, if you only have one pasuk, there's more of a svara to say the chiddush of Tam Kikah than to say the chiddush of Hetem Mitzvah L'Yisra. Because Tam Kikur, that's understandable. If the Tam goes into the Schefetz, and the whole water now tastes like wine, so it has a shame wine. So therefore, if you drink the Kezayis of the wine, that's why you chayiv. But if you don't have a Pasuk for Tam Kikur, you should not put the Pasuk straight for the Chiddush of Hetem Mitzvah L'Yisra. Because that's a much bigger Chiddush. Because Lamaisi, you're not drinking the Kezayis of wine. You need the bread to be mashlam teared onto the shear. So that's a bigger Chiddush. So the Chur of Rabbi Kiva uses this pasuk for Mishras, for Hetem Mitzvah L'Yisra, where does he know the first Chiddush of Tam Kikah? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Yalef mi Bosa B'Cholof. Rabbi Kiva learns it out from the side of Bosa B'Cholof. Lav Tam B'Yalmu,
whenever you cook up meat and milk together, we know you're not allowed to eat it. What's wrong? If you take this piece of meat now, there's no milk inside the meat. After you cook it up together, now you take out the piece of meat and wash it off, there's no more milk on the meat. And still it's also to eat this milk, the meat. Why? Lav tam b'yamu. Only because the tam, the taste of the milk, went into the meat. V'yosar. And therefore the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat anymore. It's therefore, hachinam iloshinah. So Rabbi Akiva learns out from the Yisra Basel B'cholov all over that you say Heter Tam Kiko. Just like you see this piece of meat is also teat because it has the taste of milk inside it. Who adin, if the taste of meat goes into the milk, it's also not to drink the milk, even though there's no meat inside the milk. It's only the taste, the Tam. So you see by Basel B'cholov, Tam is Kiko. The Gemara says now, for Rabbonin, Sechur was saying now that the Rabbonin, they learn out the aside of Tam Kikah from Mishras, from Nazir. So the question is, why don't they also agree to Rabbi Akiva learn out Tam Kikah from Basa B'cholov? Like, why doesn't the Rabbonin learn out from there also? So I'll answer you, they hold to Chiddishu, that Basa B'cholov is a tremendous Chiddish, and you can't learn out from there to all over. So Gemara asks, my Chiddusha, what's such a great Chiddish, what's so special about Basa B'cholov? Ilaim, if you want to tell me the Hailachud of Hailachud Ishari. Each one separately is mutter. You're allowed to drink milk, you're allowed to eat meat. Well, Bahadi Adadi Yasa, but you put the two together, they become Asa. So maybe that's a tremendous Chiddush here. So Mur says, no. Klayim Nami, I tell you the same thing by Klayim. Hailachud Ishari, Hailachud Ishari. To eat your vegetables by itself, it's mutter. To plant the vines, the grapes by itself, it's mutter. Well, Bahadi Adadi Yasa. When you come now and plant the vegetables in the vines, then they become asa. So you see already something like that, the Torah says, even though separately they're mutter, but when you put two things together, it's possible to become asa. So that can't be like a tremendous chiddush of Basa B'cholov. So Gemara says, Elo, the chiddush is like this. Elo, we know the loch is the Torah le kula yoima b'chal b'shori. If you stam let your milk soak, you let your meat soak in the milk, midi rice it's mutter. But if you go cook it up for 1 minute, it becomes asa. Like that's exerasakosiv. You can't cook the meat and milk together. It's only asa if you cook it midiraisa. Midiraisa, if it's not cooked together, even though they soak together, it's muti midiraisa. Havada midirabonin, it's asa. Lakoponi midiraisa, that's the chiddush. Now what should be the difference whether you just soak it together that it's muti midiraisa, but if you cook it together it becomes asa. So the kitzah, this halach of Basa B'cholov is considered a chiddush, something special, and therefore we can't learn out other halachas from Basa B'cholov. So Gemara says true, even Rabbi Akiva Nami, Basa B'cholov chiddushu. Saka true, Rabbi Akiva does not learn out from Basa B'cholov all over the Tam Kikah. Because I'll tell you, he also agrees that Basa B'cholov is considered a chiddush. So we kill it now to other places.